This is the CSIS Global Health Interview Series at www.smartglobalhealth.org.
We're very pleased to have with us today our close colleague Jennifer Cates, Vice President and Director of Global Health Policy and HIV at the Kaiser Family Foundation. Jen's expertise includes analyzing donor government investments in global health, assessing and mapping the U.S. government's global health architecture, programs, and funding, and analyzing key trends in the HIV epidemic, both domestically and globally. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Jen, it's been an exciting day for CSIS and the Kaiser Family Foundation. For starters, you released a new report today examining donor funding for health in low and middle income countries between 2001 and 2008. What were the highlights from this year's report?
Yeah, we released a new report today. It's a report we do every year, and we look at donor governments, and that's, you know, the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, the big governments of the world that actually together provide almost all of the development assistance in health and other areas to low and middle income countries. So what they give is really, really important to assess. Our report found that between 2001 and 2008, development aid for health has increased really significantly, and it's actually grown as a share of all development assistance. So that's a good trend. It shows that donor governments really have increasingly taken health very seriously as an area to try to make a difference in the world. We also, though, found that the rate of growth of health has slowed over time, and there are some potential signs going forward, just given the global economic crisis, that just lead to some uncertainty about the future.
In addition to your report release, I believe this was the sixth year, consecutive year, that our two organizations have partnered to host an event looking at the outcomes of the recent G8 summit. And speaking of potential slowing of growth in health and overall development assistance, what observations emerged today about the significance of the G8 summit for health and development?
So we've been partnering with your organization, CSIS, on this for many years, because we think, you know, there's so much energy spent leading up to a summit and then following it during the few days of the summit. But what happens between summits is so critical, and what happens right after everyone leaves. And so having this session to do a readout is critical. And I guess the takeaways for me on what we learned, the G8 is at a transition point. On the one hand, you can make the argument and say that it's critical what the G8 takes on and what the G8 keeps at the top of the agenda. It's a catalyst, as we heard from some of our speakers today. The G8 provides the bulk of the resources. I look at it this way: if the G8 doesn't put health on the agenda, what would that mean? At the same time, the G8 is not everything anymore, and we're hearing that more and more as well. There's the G20. There's other. There's the emerging economies. There's the actual countries that receive aid. There are many, many more players in global health, and so we're at that cusp where we can't stop focusing on the G8, but it's not all the G8 anymore.
Right, and going back to this issue of a transition from G8 to a G20 world, what do you think will be the impact on donor funding for global health in particular? I mean, the G8 countries have been in the lead for a long time. So what will be the G20 approach to global health moving forward?
I think that remains to be seen. The G20 certainly includes several members who are part of the DAC who already provide donor assistance for health, but interestingly includes several members who are not part of the DAC. That's the Development Assistance Committee, the donor governments of the world. They are not. They're the emerging economies, and they already are donors to some extent. They already provide contributions to the global fund. So I see them as a real potential source of more input. I also think it's not just about resources. It's also about the other strengths that countries can bring to address global health challenges, whether it's expertise, whether it's coordination. So the resources of the G20 can potentially be mobilized, but it's more than just their resources. And of course, the overlay here is the global economic crisis. And the G20 as an entity was largely formed to deal with that, the global economic crisis, and that's going to be a big focus.
There's a lot of conversation during today's event about accountability. What was the emphasis on accountability at the G8 summit? And how, as a person who tracks data and funding for across the board for all these countries. What issues do you also find in collecting data and staying on top of the resource flow?
Yes, accountability was a huge focus. It's not that accountability has not been discussed before and there hasn't been accountability information provided at G8 summits, but it really went to a new level with this summit. And, you know, the accountability report had a lot of data in it. It had a lot of information in it. I think for those of us who try to track this information, it was a welcome new addition. At the same time, accountability is a concept that everyone can buy into, but really going forward and trying to figure out who has done what they said is very, very challenging. Everyone uses different definitions. There's a time lag. It's very resource intensive to get the information from governments. A question that came up today was about the new commitments versus old commitments and how does that get defined? And the reality was there was a very technical, complex methodology, and not everyone's going to agree on that. So the emphasis on accountability, I think what it will lead to is much more transparency. And if you have transparency, then somebody else can look at the same information and come to a different conclusion if they want to, and that's pretty important.
Jen, thanks so much for sitting down with us today. Interested listeners can access the Kaiser Family Foundation's full report on donor funding at www.kff.org and watch a video of today's full event at www.csis.org. Thank you.